Atlanta's oldest full-time bachelor resides here.
You think we should try it?
Are you kidding?
Mike Bell. Afternoons 4 to 7. This is WQXI Atlanta. 94.1 FM on HD3. A big league broadcasting company.
High school recruiting has become a religion in Georgia.
And for the next 2 hours,
get ready to know everything about where your favorite player may be going
or how your college team is doing.
It's time for Score Atlanta's official visit, Atlanta's only high school recruiting show.
Good evening, Atlanta. We are back and better than ever on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Perhaps the best all-recruiting show in all the land. I, of course, Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined as always by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor. Alex the A-Train Ewalt is back in the studio after something like a 3 to 4 week hiatus. Is that what it was?
You know, just had other obligations with Score Atlanta, you know?
No blame being tossed around, but good to have you back, Alex. And we have a special guest tonight who will be joining us in Josh Wilson, the voice of Athletes U. Josh does play-by-play for a different high school game every week. I believe this week it was Stars Mill and help me out here, Josh.
Stars Mill and Villa Rica.
There you go. Stars Mill and Villa Rica, which we will talk about a little bit in the next segment, specifically how it relates to recruiting. Fletcher and I were at the what was turned out to be a great game, the Lassiter Roswell game, another game we will discuss in the next segment. But of course, a lot happened over the last week. Forget Friday along the recruiting trail. Recruiting has really started to pick up, guys. Through the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season, it seemed like 5, 6, 10 kids were committing every week. It slowed down a bit, though, through about week 7 through, say, 9 or 10. And over the last 2 weeks, it's really picked up. Beginning with the commitment of Buford offensive lineman Devon Millsap, the big offensive guard again out of Buford, gave his pledge to the South Carolina Gamecocks.
Careful.
Gamecocks. Over Mississippi, Mississippi State, Oklahoma State. Anyway, he's one of many from the state of Georgia that have already committed to South Carolina. Of course, Kadarius Sanders, the defensive back. Connor Shaw, the great quarterback out of Flowery Branch. Bryson Williams, another defensive back, and Elliott Williams, an offensive lineman. So I believe the fifth player out of Georgia that South Carolina's gotten in this class.
Well, there's just so much talent that obviously not all the talent is going to go to Georgia, not all the talent is going to go to Georgia Tech. When you have South Carolina literally knocking on the border up there in the Augusta area, you know, when you have Columbus, which is basically Auburn territory, when you've got Lowndes down there, which is, you know, Florida State territory, of course some of this little talent's going to go across
the board. Absolutely.
Connor Shaw is a big gift, but at the same time, he was never going to go to Georgia. He's never going to go to Georgia Tech.
No, absolutely. I think what is a little surprising is how many of those guys, the little guys you say, are going to South Carolina and Vanderbilt. Moving on, though, Union Grove receiver Jordan Akins got big news this week when Tony Ball visited his school and offered him a scholarship. Of course, he plays wide receiver, also plays baseball, and I guess according to reports would play both wherever at whatever school he chooses. But it is interesting that Georgia was willing to offer yet another receiver when they've got a couple on board.
Well, it's interesting. This guy, not just a wide receiver, obviously he'd probably play wide receiver at Georgia, but he also plays a little bit of quarterback in high school. So, I mean, let's not totally put it past Georgia that they don't have a quarterback right now. Maybe they're hedging their bets on they might not get Blake Sims, so they want a guy like, you know, a Jordan Atkins or an Akins, a guy that can come in, maybe be an all-around athlete that potentially he could play quarterback if need be.
So you don't think he'll wind up a receiver, and you don't think they're recruiting him as a receiver?
No, I think they're recruiting him as a receiver, but what I'm saying is they may be saying, hey, you could come in here, play this little wildcat that we like to do. It's very big these days to throw in that pitch of you could play a little quarterback because we do have this thing called the wildcat.
Yeah, Jordan is actually, he's a poor man's Terrell Pryor. He's got long strides. He doesn't look that fast when you're watching him live, but he pulls away from defenders, and they put him in that wildcat formation. He can fling the ball out there. He's not a great passer. He's a poor man's Terrell Pryor with good speed, long stride, but he'll probably end up at wide receiver if he goes to Georgia.
Yeah, wide receiver, defensive back. He's certainly not going to play quarterback.
If you're a poor man's Terrell Pryor, we're talking about passing the ball. Oh, man.
Yeah, at this point,
you are really poor.
At this point, you may have nowhere to end up. Anyway, he wasn't the only Union Grove player to get good news. Avery Walls also pulled an offer this week, a big one out of Stanford. We were talking about how South Carolina's really started to recruit the state of Georgia pretty heavily. Of course, Vanderbilt has as well. Stanford is another one of those schools.
He got an offer from the Cardinal, eh? Interesting.
What's wrong with it?
The Stanford Cardinal. He got an offer from the Cardinal. Interesting.
Yeah, we were doing a Union Grove game about 3 weeks ago, and Avery, he had just turned 16 that night. His father came up to the box, said, wish him happy birthday. But I know he's looking at Georgia Tech as well. He's a stud corner. He actually came over at corner/safety. He actually transferred from Sandy Creek. Those are two kids that transferred from other schools that came over to Union Grove to join that good Union Grove football team.
Yeah, absolutely. Moving on, three of Georgia Tech's most prized commitments, B.J. Bostic, of course, out of Jefferson County, the big defensive tackle out of Grayson, Sean Green, and Northview, another defensive tackle, Northview's Denzel McCoy, have all been invited to play in the offense-defense All-America game. It's a East versus West game, a lot like the Army All-American game and the Under Armour game that's played in Orlando.
This is the third one. Yeah.
Their third, right. Well, wow. And it's in its third year as well. But, a nice honor for those three guys. We've talked at length about all three of them. Of course, you guys know I'm a big fan of B.J. Bostic, Barry Bostic.
Are you?
I am. Yeah. He's a great player. Big get for Georgia Tech. Both of those guys, or all three of them are. Not quite as big a fan of Denzel McCoy. But anyway, moving on, one of Georgia's biggest running back prospects fell off the market. A guy you, Fletcher, wanted for the Bulldogs, Eduardo Clements out of Booker T. Washington, decided to commit to the University of Miami. The interesting thing about this, beyond how it relates to Georgia, is what it means for Miami. Of course, last week we had Storm Johnson on the show, and out of Loganville, he also was a running back that committed to Miami. So,
and what was interesting, we actually asked him, do you think Miami, are they going after any other running backs? And he said, not to his knowledge, the coaches hadn't said anything. So could that mean that Clements is going to go to Miami as a cornerback? Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. He certainly has the speed and the agility to do so.
Well, Storm Johnson was telling us right here on Score Atlanta's official visit
that
he is the running back in this class. Hey, but he called himself the crown jewel.
We're talking about the world of recruiting where some coaches do say what they can to get whoever they want. Moving on real quickly, another big-time guy, big-time running back gave his commitment. That's Michael Dyer, the perhaps the nation's top running back, gave his pledge to Auburn. And finally, Grayson defensive lineman Joseph Champagne, who was on our show a couple of weeks ago when he injured his knee. He will also be back on our show again later tonight at 9:20. He gave his commitment to Navy. When we come back, we'll talk about what we saw around the state last Friday. That and more ahead. You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta is the ATL's only football plus sports paper and is available at all Metro Quick Trips, Kroger's, and Blockbusters.
You have to check out the videos from Mayhem's trip to New Orleans and Polygon Bell's trip to Jacksonville only at 790thezone.com.
It's here, Atlanta. Sprint introduces the first and only wireless 4G network from a national carrier with speeds up to 10 times faster than 3G, faster than anything wireless available from AT&T or Verizon. Right now, a woman in a cab is streaming a video conference call on her laptop with no delays.
Step on it, please.
Well, almost. Now she's downloading a huge presentation. She'll complete the download now, leaving her plenty of time to play her favorite online game.
Go, go, go!
Get a free 3G, 4G device to enjoy 4G speeds here in Atlanta and 3G nationwide. Go to Sprint.com/4G, a Sprint store, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Welcome to the Now Network. Up to 10 times faster claim based on download speed comparison of 3G 600 kilobits per second versus 4G 6 megabits per second. Actual speeds may vary. 4G coverage available in limited areas. Offer ends 1-9-10. Business accounts only. Excludes taxes. Subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation fee. $200 early termination fee. Credit approval and deposit. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com/4G for details.
It's time for the Daily Buzz. A look inside Yellow Jacket Athletics, heard exclusively on 790 The Zone.
The Yellow Jackets knocked off the Virginia Cavaliers 34-9 this past Saturday. With a 7-1 record, the Jackets are off to their best start since the 1990 season. Head coach Paul Johnson talked about the Yellow Jackets' momentum.
Well, it set the tone pretty good, and to go up two touchdowns, I think that was huge. And then, you know, they tried to answer and they drove the ball down on us. But, you know, Derek got a big sack and we made him settle for a field goal, and that was huge. You know, we can't lose. We got to keep going because it may come to a ranking. So you got to keep going.
The Yellow Jackets will take on the Vanderbilt Commodores Saturday at 7:30 p.m.
This has been the Daily Buzz on 790 The Zone, presented by the Paul Johnson Call-In Show. Join us live each Wednesday night at 7 at Fox Sports Grill and Atlantic Station.
Fox Sports Grill at Atlantic Station is the place to be every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 for the Paul Johnson Show. Wes Durham will be joined by the Jackets head coach each week to talk about the program, the ACC, or anything else you want to discuss. You can ask questions of the coach live or call into the show at 866-477-7020. What better way to get all the info you want on the Jackets than from the head coach himself? So be there Wednesday nights at 7 for the Paul Johnson Radio Show from ISP Sports.
The Hot Morning Show.
Mayhem in the AM.
What a Tuesday it is going to be on Mayhem in the AM. We'll talk some National Football League with Lenny Pasquarelli at 7:45 and ask the question, who do you prefer, Josh Nesbitt or Joe Hamilton? Answer it!
The Hot Morning Show.
Morning 6 to 11.
Hot Morning Show.
On 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. Fletcher, why don't you tell the good folks out there something a little about Score Atlanta?
I'd like to. Thank you, Scott, for that excellent lead-in. Score Atlanta and 790 The Zone team up to broadcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com and 790thezone.com.
Of course, as you just said, we were at a game last Friday. I, of course, do the production aspect of things, the tech side of things. You, my friend, there do color. We were at the Lassiter-Roswell game, which turned out to be one heck of a game, a ton of offense, at least from one team. Real quick, though, we have a great game. I want to say this before we move on. We have a great game coming up, first round of the playoffs, Westlake versus Colquitt County, which should be a one heck of a game. Of course, Westlake, just a really talented team. Michael Taylor, the Tennessee linebacker commit, plays there. And then Colquitt County, home to Rush Probst. So it should be
two-a-days fame, Hoover High School. We all know the story.
Absolutely. So it should be a great game.
Friend of the program, as a matter of fact, has appeared on the show.
Yeah, a number of times. Yeah. Anyway, what we were going to say, we were at the Lassiter game last Friday, and there were a couple, actually a lot of good players on hand that we got to see. And I was wondering who stood out to you most, Fletcher?
Well, obviously, the conversation has to start with one Hudson Mason, quarterback, the Lassiter Trojans. I mean, the guy had another big game, four touchdowns through the air. Bringing his total, I believe, on the season to 39. He's still 8 behind the state record of Jeremy Privet with 47, set back in 2003.
I think he needs 3 games to break that.
It could happen.
Stay alive.
They're at home the first two rounds, and I would have to check to see, you know, obviously we'd have to wait and see what happens in terms of who hosts that potential Elite Eight game. However, you know, he is certainly a guy that, golly, you talk about his arm. I mean, if there's any kind of question about his arm strength, the throws that this guy can make, it's laughable that somebody would question his arm strength. It's laughable that someone would say, oh, he's a system quarterback. He runs the system that everybody in college runs.
Right, and it seems like we're talking about it every week, but the more we see him, the more impressed we are, and it just makes less and less sense why he hasn't gotten those big-time offers. He makes every throw in the book. He's incredibly accurate, a smart player. He's much more mobile than people gave him credit for. I think he rushed for, I think it was a 23 or 28-yard touchdown.
To ice the game, it was 4th and 3. He rushed at 29 yards, scored a touchdown, jumped up, hurt himself, but he looked to be all right after
that. He did. He pulled up Martin Gramatica in hurting his ankle during a celebration.
That was Bill Gramatica, by the way.
Bill Gramatica. Was it? I don't know.
It was Bill Gramatica.
Anyway, what's most impressive to me about him is his ability to keep the play alive. We talked about this last week, much like Ben Roethlisberger. But there were other players who were incredibly impressive, specifically for Roswell. I thought Duval Smith, the senior running back, first of all, didn't get nearly as many carries as he should have. He was literally untackled. I mean, they could not tackle him.
Well, I was actually more impressed with his backup, the junior, Martez Sumler. What a guy right there in terms of he came in, and he had a big upper body, not so much on the lower body, and of course he's going to have to work on that in the offseason before his senior year, but he's going to be a guy that he runs, you know, kind of leaning straight ahead. He's tough to get down. You know, I guess if you push him down, when you push him down, you're still going to get about 4 extra yards. He's going to be a guy we're going to watch next season.
Right.
You know, when it's another year of the running back here in the state of Georgia.
No, and you said his coaches must apparently are more impressed with him as well, because he got a lot more carries than Duval Smith. It just seemed to me like Duval Smith is so big and powerful, and he also was fast. I mean, he was the one who broke the initial touchdown they scored. I think it was it's close to a 30-yarder.
It was definitely good. Don't get me wrong, but I was also impressed with Sumler.
No doubt. What about Chris Boyd, the 6'5 wide receiver?
Didn't
for Roswell,
go to him enough. Who did not go to him enough.
I agree. Every time they did, he either caught it or got a big gain or got about as much as he could out of the play. Because he was extreme, in my opinion, extremely impressive. I think the one thing when you look at him on the football field as well as his measurables at 6'5, maybe 180 pounds, the one thing that probably separates him from the number one or number two receiver in the country is that breakaway speed. Otherwise, he has everything. I mean, that's why the Floridas and the Alabamas and the Georgias haven't gone after him. It's why he's committed to Vanderbilt, because he has the measurables. He might be lacking that speed a little bit.
And guys, I'm telling you, look out for Vanderbilt in the recruiting this year. This is the best class in Vanderbilt history.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Bradley Roby's another guy we've had on the show who we've been incredibly impressed with. But it's true. They've absolutely cleaned up, specifically in this state. I think they have 9 Georgia commitments. Another guy, though, Fletcher, Tyron Jones.
Only a freshman.
I mean, how impressive is he going to be? Or how impressive was he?
I actually had a chance before the game started to talk to, I believe it was his mother, and she was gushing about the potential of her son, obviously, like any good mom does. My mom's listening right now. She's going to gush about me later. But, this kid, when Mason's gone and they're going to really kind of build the offense around Tyron Jones, wow. I mean, he's already leading the team in rushing and receiving. Just imagine when he's the focal point, not Mason.
Yeah, I mean, he's the talk of that community. Like we said, especially for a freshman, has incredibly solid size. He's a guy you would expect.
He's just a freshman.
Right, in the next 3 years, he's probably going to put on some weight and grow a little taller. And if that's the case, he's actually going to be a really big back. He's got incredible agility, looks like a running back. They always say, he's got good body lean, that type of thing. He's also really fast and catches the ball out of the backfield extremely impressively for someone that young and at that position. Josh, I wanted to ask you, I know you were at the Stars Mill Villarrica game, probably not the top game in the state in terms of big-time college talent, but as we all know, recruiting isn't just about the top 20 or 30 players in the state and those top 20 or 30 schools in the country. A lot of players get Division I scholarships or Division II scholarships, and those are those make up the majority of the recruits.
Yeah, absolutely. Stars Mill has a lot of guys that are 1AA, and they've got a few guys 1AA, D2. They do have one stud. His name is Jeffrey Green. Okay, he's a 6'6", 200-pound. If he runs a sub 4.6 at any of these camps, he will be a 4-star, potentially a 5-star. He's got the measurables. He's got great hands. He's got that stride I was talking about Jordan Akins. But this kid is he's special. When he gets out in the open field, he's gone. He plays safety, but he's a wide receiver. Alabama's all over him already. UCLA's all over him. So this kid, he really can go anywhere he wants to go. He's that good. And he very well could be a 5-star next year. He's a class of 2011. If he runs a sub 4.6, so he's a stud. They've got a little slot back named Trenton Edwards. He's a senior this year. He's a 1AA, potentially a D2 guy, a little shifty scat back that can come out of slot and do some things. They've got a running back in Zach Lasky. That's a class of 2011. He's a junior as well. 1AA guy. He ran for over 100 yards the other night. And, Coach Yearwood does a great job with Stars Mill down there. And they've got some decent players. But look out for Jeffrey Green, because he will be a stud.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, before we get to the break real quick, I always find it fascinating to keep up with the rivals' recruiting rankings, not player-wise, but I shouldn't have said recruiting to begin with. The rival rankings, when they rank the top high schools in the country, I always laugh at how ludicrous an idea that is, because how can you rank teams from different states across different classifications? But it's also extremely interesting if you're from Georgia, because there's 7 teams in that list, and I find it interesting throughout or by every week, because Lowndes is the one school at 22 that stands out to me.
Well, I really don't have a quibble with this list. I mean, I'm looking at these teams in the order that they have the Georgia teams, Grayson at 10, then Lowndes, North Gwinnett, Noonan, Northside. Really, those 5 I don't have a problem with.
That's how you rank them within Georgia.
That's how I would rank them within Georgia, all class for those 5 teams. However, Gainesville at 67, as talented as they are, with Stevenson coming in at 75. You know, I'm sorry, Gainesville's a great team. They're not beating Stevenson. Stevenson's too deep, too fast. A 5A team versus a 3A team. Stevenson's winning this game. Now, I was looking, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago, I think one of the biggest indictments of this, this national rankings is that they'll look at what conference or what region you're playing in. They'll look at the overall record. And I think that's how Colquitt County, as much as I want to praise them in their turnaround, they were not a top 100 team. I think they came in rivals, 70 or 65, something like that. And while a good
don't
team, they've had a good season.
Don't think the coach doesn't help that.
No, absolutely. I was going to say, they don't have the elite talent, but the coaching of Rush Probst, I think, is what got them that consideration. But top 100 in the nation, Colquitt County, not this year.
Yeah, I don't think I disagree with you in terms of where they're ranked in relation to teams in Georgia. I think my biggest
except those last two for me
is that Lowndes at 22. Yeah, they might be the second best team in the state, but are they the 22nd best team in the country? A team that can't throw the football at all? I mean, to me, Lowndes is absolutely going to be in big trouble in this playoffs if they're not always playing from ahead, because that's a team, once they fall behind, they can't throw the football worth a lick. And I can't believe that there's only 21 teams in the country who can do it both.
Saw that with last year with Grayson and Lowndes. Grayson jumped out ahead of them and they couldn't get back in the game. Grayson took that one in the playoffs.
Guys, I believe that this year the Class 5A is the best top class as far as classification in the country, over Texas, over Florida, over California this year. It is a tough, nail-biting classification. And don't doubt North Gwinnett. North Gwinnett could win the state championship
this year.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that in a little bit when we're all going to make our predictions for all five classifications. We'll do that and more. Of course, in our next segment, we'll be joined by Gainesville athlete / quarterback Blake Sims. You've been listening to Sports Radio 790 Zone. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Score Atlanta and the Georgia Public Broadcasting webcast a high school football game every Friday night. Look for the schedule at scoreatl.com.
Football is about controlling that anger, harnessing that aggression into a team effort.
Some call him the best play-by-play voice in America. We call him ours.
West Durham, the voice of the Jackets and Falcons. Plays here all season long.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Football lives here.
Black dress, black boots, black pants, black taco.
Introducing Taco Bell's new Black Jack Taco with an exciting black shell and zesty pepper jack sauce.
Black hole, black belt, black bear, black taco.
For just 89 cents, it's the new must-have of the season.
Black licorice, black beans, black mayo, black taco.
Okay, it's got a black shell, zesty pepper jack sauce, and it's a great deal for just 89 cents.
Black widow, black smith, black coffee, black taco.
Seriously,
taco.
I get it. Everyone gets it. It's a black taco.
Taco, taco.
The new 89-cent Blackjack Taco. Get it before it's gone. Only at Taco Bell.
Bell, Bell, Bell.
At participating locations for limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's late and your stomach's growling, so head to Taco Bell for fourth meal to get something melty, crunchy, spicy, and grilled. If you're up late, so are we. Get the exciting late-night taste of fourth meal. Think outside the bun. Taco Bell is open until 1 a.m. or later. Hours may vary by location.
On an all-new 24/7, Manny Pacquiao and Miguel Cotto face off with Max Kellerman.
Is there any feeling out process with you two? Do you think there's going to be slow in the beginning or, Hagler Hearns?
It's depend what's going on in the ring.
But when I said, is it going to be feeling out slow or are you going to jump on each other? You both looked at each other and you smiled like maybe you both think it's not going to go so slow in the beginning.
You never know, You have to wait until the moment the bell sounds.
Is there anything in closing that you guys would like to say to each other?
More action, good fight.
People going to remember, people going to recognize this fight, no matter what, how many years happen after that.
That's why we're all looking forward to Ding Ding Round 1 and why you guys are smiling at each other.
24/7, Pacquiao Cotto. Don't miss the finale this Friday night at 9:30 Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
Okay, rookie, listen up. If someone says, where's the best place to go watch football in Little Five Points, you're going to say,
Brewhouse Cafe, sir.
If you're asked, what's the number one bar in Atlanta for international soccer, what's your response?
Brewhouse Cafe, sir.
Trick question. And you better get this one right. Which restaurant has the chance for you to win a Coors Light tailgate party at your house for you and 10 of your friends? Rookie?
Sorry, sir. Brewhouse Cafe?
Well done, rookie.
Brewhouse Cafe in Little Five Points is giving away a Coors Light tailgate party, complete with a big green egg smoker and a stainless steel cooler full of Coors Light. On Stimulus Tuesdays at Brewhouse, buy 10 wings, get 10 free. Or buy a 9-inch pizza and get one free. Hang out on the patio. Watch the game and register to win today. Courtesy of Brewhouse Cafe, Coors Light, and 790 The Zone.
High school football season is kicked off. The Touchdown Club of Atlanta promotes and recognizes the best student-athletes in high school and college. Join the Touchdown Club of Atlanta, Fox 5 Sports, 790 The Zone, and Score Atlanta every Monday at Fox Sports Grill for an entertaining luncheon hosted by Fox 5 Sportscasters Ken, Buck, or Karen. Every week, a great ACC or SEC head coach will headline the luncheon, and high school athletes and head coaches will be awarded for their performance. For more information or for a listing of guest speakers, log on to touchdownatlanta.com.
Pollock and Bell.
Hey, this afternoon we are live at Stats. Jeff Schultz is in for Pollock, who's doing the TV thing. Kenny Mayne's going to join us from ESPN, one of my favorite guys. Randy Cross from Fox. And Schultz and I are going to play Quarter Bounce. Woo-hoo! Party at Stats.
Afternoons 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. I, of course, Scott the Brain Janvis, joined as always by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex the A-Train Ewald is in the studio. Love to have him here.
Back from film study.
No, I wasn't watching Hillgrove film this time, guys. Moved on.
To McEachern film?
Yeah.
Of course, we got Josh Wilson. Joshua, is it Josh or Joshua?
Well, you know, professionally, I would say Josh. Just call me Josh. That's what I go by. Yeah,
laid back. When he's on the official visit, laid back Josh.
That's right.
Joshua.
Professional. Professional Joshua. Joshua. We're waiting, as we speak, to get Blake Sims, the dynamic athlete slash quarterback from Gainesville High. Guys, what do you think he is on the college level? I say receiver, but I think if he goes, I actually think it depends on where he goes. Goes to Alabama, I say defensive back. We're going to talk to him a lot about his interest in Georgia, and I think if he goes there, perhaps wide receiver is in his future. What do you think?
Oh, I think wide receiver definitely would if he goes to the Georgia Bulldogs. Just in terms of you take a look at who potentially they are losing. You've got Michael Moore, Tony Wilson. I'm not sure Tony Wilson's ever going to wear a Georgia uniform again. You know, you just take a look at some of these other guys. Israel Troop, he's still there, but is he going to focus on his baseball career? They go through attrition, it seems, every year. So Blake Sims, it would be a nice fit with the Georgia Bulldogs. Hey, he already looks like he's wearing a Georgia G on the side of his helmet with the red elephants. But, yeah, if he goes to the Bulldogs, got a pretty good feeling he's going to be a wide receiver.
Well, and the other great thing about Blake Sims is, and we talked a little bit about this earlier with other recruits, is that he has more value because of his ability to play more than one position. In other words, if you were to draft someone or sign a recruit who plays only linebacker, he may not end up as the best linebacker. But if he can play defensive end and linebacker, that makes him infinitely more valuable. And the same can be said for Blake Sims, who can start at defensive back, wide receiver. And then if he goes to Georgia, quarterback, right? Because, I mean, you don't know that Aaron Murray or Zach Mettenberger is going to be
that's very true, and that's actually Mark Richt is trying to pitch to him too, if he can ever get in the room with him, you know what I mean, if he can ever get there. But it reminds me a lot of a quarterback really more of an athlete going to Georgia Tech, and that's Sinjin Days. He's a guy that if you were to step on Georgia Tech's campus, Scott, you've said before he's probably going to be the quarterback, but Alex, if he doesn't work out, quarterback, wide receiver, maybe an A-back?
Safety, definitely. And this is a guy that I think actually got some reps at safety for his high school team this year for the first time. Definitely has got the build for it.
Well, strangely, Oklahoma State was actually talking to him about playing linebacker, which was strange in itself. But he's a good quarterback, and I look forward to seeing what he can do out on the flats when he gets there.
Yeah, absolutely. Where do you guys, just from the high school level, to forget college for now and forget recruiting, where do you guys have Blake ranked in terms of dual threat quarterbacks in the state of Georgia, just on the high school level? We mentioned Sinjin Days, but a couple other really good ones. Where do you have him
as a dual threat quarterback? I've got to think he's the top dual threat quarterback in the state. You know, Hudson Mason can throw it. I like what Connor Shaw can do throwing it, but I think dual threat, he's the top one.
I'm gonna have to say that B.J. Bostic. I would put B.J. Bostic a step ahead, just a hair.
Oh well, there you go. You say B.J. Bostic. Fletcher says Blake Sims. There it is. We got the best, according to Fletcher, dual threat quarterback in the entire state online. Blake Sims, how's it going?
It's going good. How y'all doing today?
I think I speak for all of us when we say we're doing quite well, Blake. Now, let's jump right into things. We're here to talk about recruiting, and, of course, you are one of the most sought-after recruits in probably all the country. Talk a little bit about how the recruiting process is going for you, and specifically how it's changed since your season has started.
It's going good right now. I have made a commitment so far, and still looking at, like, visiting other schools and stuff, and but, like, still staying committed to my school and giving Coach Saban my word, and it's just going good because, like, a lot of coaches have believed that I can come to their school and help their program develop in all different ways, and so it's all around us, we've been doing good.
Now, you just mentioned it, but anyone who's followed your recruitment over the last year knows that you are committed to the University of Alabama. Talk about how excited you were to make that decision, and talk a little bit about the reasons you chose Alabama.
Well, when I started getting recruited high, I was looking for a coach that was in the God, and that I'll be having a good relationship with, and that he would help me on and off the field. And I felt, and when I visited Alabama, I felt that I can build a good relationship with Coach Saban, and that he was a good Christian guy, and he can help me on and off the field because the academic program is, like, unbelievable. And I feel, and then they have what I want to major in, and it's the whole campus is unbelievable.
Being joined on the official visit on Score Atlanta, or by Score Atlanta on Sports Radio 79 The Zone by Gainesville quarterback Blake Sims. And as a Georgia guy myself, it kind of hurt when I saw you initially commit to, you know, the Crimson Tide of Alabama, because I was thinking, man, this guy would be perfect in a Georgia jersey. But it seems like perhaps Mark Richt has said, you know what, maybe we missed the boat on this guy. Let's go after him. Where do you stand right now in terms of the Georgia Bulldogs?
I mean, I haven't talked to him in a while, but I mean, I'm always gonna have that good relationship with Coach Richt because I've been knowing him since my freshman year. Because I went to school with Richard Samuels, and we started talking when he came to his banquet that one time. But I mean, and when he calls me, I'm always gonna give him the respect and talk to him. But when I was growing up, I always wanted to be a Bulldog, but I guess it just didn't work out because, like people say, your dreams don't work out like you wanted to all the time.
But it's not over, though, right? I mean, until signing day actually comes, you're still maybe able to go to the Bulldogs?
Right now, I'm just having my mind focused on Alabama right now. I ain't thinking about no other school.
Now, as you just said, Blake, you know, you were offered by Georgia, or you were not offered by Georgia early on, and they were that school that you always wanted to go to. Why do you think they didn't offer you, and how much did that hurt in the beginning?
I mean, they told me when I talked to them, they said that they wanted me they wanted me to be an athlete. But when I first started getting recruited, I wanted to go to college and play in the SEC as a quarterback because I believed that I was a good quarterback. But after a while, they heard that I wanted to play anywhere that the coaches wanted to put me down as an athlete. They was like, okay, now he's starting to see what we're saying. So then they went ahead and offered me. But when they didn't offer me when I went to school that one time, it kind of motivated me, and it kind of hurt me a little bit knowing that I didn't get offered from my dream school.
Now, Blake, we talked about your versatility here. I think it was a play in your last game against Flowery Branch where you actually pitched on a sweep, the running back tossed back to Tyler Jones, the wide receiver commit to Stanford, and hit you down the field for a touchdown. I think that play really displays what you mean to your team. Let's talk about how fun it is to play in this offense and, you know, use all your skills there on the field.
I mean, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I was just thanking God and giving him the glory for everything that he has done for me, helping me find the right school to go to. And I mean, for him building this offense or giving whoever invented this offense the knowledge to invent it, I mean, this offense is like just built right for me. I mean, because I can throw when I want to, I can run when I want to. Pretty much it's like the ball is in my hand and I'm a playmaker. And that's why Coach got me in the position he got me in right now.
Yeah, we're talking to Gainesville athlete Blake Sims. And sticking with your versatility, Blake, obviously you're committed to Alabama, and assuming you do go there, what position do you want to play for Alabama, and what position has Coach Saban talked to you about playing?
Right now, he said that he's going to give me a shot at quarterback, and if that don't work out, I'll be playing wide receiver and doing all the returns.
Obviously, this season, Gainesville, in all the rankings, it seems number one headed into the state playoffs, and a lot of that has to do with how you've matured as a player. How do you believe you've improved as a player, and how can you get better before you step on campus next season?
I have become a better leader, and I have learned our offense a lot better, and my working habits has enveloped a lot. So I believe that if I take my working habits to Alabama, I can help them out a lot too and just give them some more playmakers on the field.
Blake, any official visits set up other than to Alabama?
No, not right now.
Hey, Blake, we appreciate you taking time out of your what I imagine was a busy Monday, and look forward to speaking to you again and wish you the best of luck in the playoffs.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Of course, that was Gainesville athlete quarterback Blake Sims. We do have to get to a commercial break. When we come back, though, we will unveil Big B's newest
top 10.
This week, we will go over the top 10 uncommitted players from all around the country. That and more up ahead. You're listening to Sports Radio 7-9 in the Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Every Friday night, Score Atlanta has the only real-time high school scoreboard for every game in the state. This year, the scoreboard is available at AJC.com and, more importantly, ScoreATL.com.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Are you ready for some football?
Football. Troy Aikman, Tim Brando, and the best national coverage of college and pro football anywhere. We're your home for sporting news radio, 790 The Zone. Football lives here.
We're in the thick of football season, and we've seen our fair share of injuries, such as the two Heisman Trophy winners, Tim Tebow, getting knocked out cold, and Sam Bradford, his severe shoulder injury. I have some advice for these guys, and I have some advice for you. Call Bruce Hagan at 1-800-I-AM-HURT. You know him as the people's lawyer, and he's got your back. If you've been injured in a car wreck, accident, a slip and fall, or someone in your family has died a wrongful death, that's where the people's lawyer comes in. Insurance companies hate Bruce Hagan because he makes sure they never take advantage of his clients. He will make sure you get all the money you should get. Personal injury is all he does, and he keeps it real. No recovery, no fee. If Bruce can't get you your money for your injury claim, you don't owe him a penny. For the fourth year in a row, Bruce Hagan has been named a Georgia Super Lawyer by Atlanta Magazine. I trust him, and you should too. Big cases, small cases, call Bruce Hagan at 1-800-I-AM-HURT. That's 1-800-I-AM-HURT. Or check him out on the web at hagan-law.com.
The ALS Association of Georgia is dedicated to eliminating ALS, the neurodegenerative disease commonly known as Lou Gehrig's. Today, more than 30,000 people battle ALS, which gradually diminishes their physical abilities and ultimately leads to their deaths. There is no cure. Join the thousands of Atlantans raising funds to help find a cure at the Walk to Defeat ALS, Saturday, November 14th at Centennial Olympic Park. Rally your friends and coworkers, form a walk team, or make a donation. Call 888-636-9940 or register online at www.alsaga.org.
Welcome to Defend the Dome Radio, featuring Falcons defensive end John Abraham. Welcome, John.
Oh, it is good to be here.
Now, John, it is simply amazing how different you look in person.
Look, Jim, the helmet covers my face. I tuck in my hair, plus everybody knows TV adds 100 pounds.
Wow, look at that. We already have a caller. Hello, you're on Defend the Dome Radio.
Hey, this is John Abraham.
Oh, what? John, you have a question for John.
No, I am John Abraham. This clown just thinks she's become me because she played my free online video game.
I don't think so.
Listen, at DefendTheDome.com, Falcons fans get to become me, John Abraham, and see what it's like to play for the Atlanta Falcons. Sack the quarterback four times in four downs, and you can win Falcons tickets, autographed jerseys, footballs, and more.
Wait, you're not Abraham?
Heck no, but I did just win his autographed jersey. Love you, John.
Visit DefendTheDome.com and become John Abraham. Free game, weekly prizes, sponsored by your local Ford dealer. Visit DefendTheDome.com for complete details.
Keeping you moving, you heard?
Here's what you came for.
The place where the players play.
Former NBA standout turned actor Rick Fox.
After a night like that, they get their rings, you're hanging out with Worthy and Magic and the likes of Kareem and everybody else. What do stars like y'all do together, man? Do y'all go to some little lounge and just hang out? You go to somebody's home?
You try to beat the traffic, that's for sure.
Weekdays 1 to 4. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We're back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to the world's greatest all-recruiting show. That's it. Score Atlanta's one and only official visit. I, of course, Scott the Brain Janovitz. Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, full house tonight. Alex the A-Train Ewalt, Josh, no nickname, but soon to have one. Wilson, and of course, Big B, Brian Jones, here to unleash, reveal, whatever adjective you want, his new top 10. This week we're talking the best uncommitted players in all the country. And without further ado, Big B, the floor is yours.
All right. Coming in at number 10, we have the athlete out of Glenville Academic Campus out of Cleveland, Ohio, LaTuan Anderson, who's 5'11", 185. This guy has great ball skills. He has great speed, great agility, can do whatever you want him to do on the football field. Some of the schools he's looking at is Cincinnati, Georgia, Florida, and Ohio State.
Yeah, it's going to come down to Ohio State, Cincinnati, and West Virginia. Those are his top three. I'm predicting West Virginia. Like you said, he can do a ton on the football field. Play safety on the high school level is an absolute monster when it comes to coming up, stopping the run, and just delivering big hits. But I see him with that size, 5'11", 185, as being a nice-sized cornerback on the next level.
Absolutely. Coming in at number 9 is Jackson Jeffcoat, a defensive end out of Plano High School in Plano West High School. He's 6'5", 230, a very good athlete who has great footwork. Some of the schools he's looking at is Arizona State, Florida, Houston, Texas, and Southern California.
Guys, surprisingly, coming out of Texas, don't be shocked if ASU lands Jeffcoat. He's been out there a few times. He's been to a couple of games. ASU leads over Texas and Oklahoma. I think he'll be a Sun Devil.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's actually a really interesting prediction. I think watch USC in this one, though, too. Never count them out. They are absolutely in the running there. And the next guy on their list plays the same position. I don't think USC is going to get, and I think that makes Jeffcoat all the more valuable. But number 8.
You're absolutely right. Another defensive end, Ronald Powell out of Moreno Valley, California, Rancho Verde High School, 6'4", 230, has the speed and the strength to beat any offensive lineman he faces. Some of the schools he's looking at, USC, we just mentioned, Florida, and just a handful of other schools.
The interesting thing about Powell is he's recruited mostly as a defensive end, but there's no doubt in anyone's mind that he could be an All-American at that or the tight end position. He is that dominant. He's one of the surest things I've seen in the recruiting game in a long, long time. It's a USC-Florida battle, and I'm going with Florida here. As pretty much the first big-time recruit that school's pulled out of that state in, maybe forever.
Well, Florida has become DEU of late with Dunlap, Jermaine Cunningham, Jarvis Moss, who now is in the NFL.
Derek Harvey.
Yeah, I'm with you, Scott. I think Florida will pull him out of California, which is USC's backyard. I think he goes to Florida.
All right, number 7 on my list is Late Seastrunk, a running back at a Temple High School in Temple, Texas. He's one of the fastest running backs you'll probably ever see in the high school level. Last year averaged about 10.2 yards per carry. Some of the schools he's looking at is USC, LSU, Baylor, UCLA, and Texas.
Yeah, the interesting thing on this one, and we just talked about another Texas kid getting interest from ASU. Well, now Seastrunk is looking at Oregon. And so the theme here is kids from Texas looking out west. And they're absolutely, with the way that offense was playing well up until last week, that's a school to absolutely watch out for.
This kid definitely could go play for Chip Kelly. I hear he's got a mean left hook.
Let me say, hey, guys, don't doubt Auburn in this, okay? Seastrunk is, I know Dyer committed, okay?
Well, that's the one thing you got to watch.
He's a different running back than Dyer. He's more of a scat quick back.
Absolutely.
Watch out for Auburn in that.
All right, coming in at number 6 is Jordan Hicks, the linebacker out of Westchester, Ohio, Lakota West High School, 6'2", 220, is known for his great pass rushing skills. He's probably one of the best pass rushing linebackers in the country. Has a great lateral pursuit. Some of his schools he's looking at is Alabama, Florida, Ohio State, and Texas.
Yeah, he's a big outside linebacker. He's also, in my opinion, the best uncommitted linebacker of any kind still out there in the country. It's going to be a Penn State, Ohio State, Florida battle with maybe Texas getting in there as well. It's another guy I see the Gators getting, but it's really anyone's best guess. He could really go to any one of those 4 schools.
All right, coming in at number 5 is Sharif Floyd, a defensive tackle. He also plays offensive line, and he comes out of George Washington High School in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Stands at 6'3", 310. If you watch this guy play on the defensive line, he explodes off the ball. He plays low, has great footwork. He can beat any offensive lineman he faces. And some of the schools he's looking at is Florida, South Carolina, USC, and North Carolina.
Yeah, you forget Penn State because that's the school the school I'm going to. You said it. He's big. He's about 310 pounds, incredibly strong. Alex and I were watching. Is that your best Joe Pa? Alex and I were watching film of Sharif's earlier in the day. He's incredibly quick, powerful. I mean, you can – Alex, was he not just totally overpowering every lineman he came in contact with?
Total monster, just really dominating.
And to me, Penn State he's Penn State's to lose in what is shaping up to be their best recruiting class since Derek Williams, Justin King fame.
St. Thomas Aquinas High School has always brought out some talented players, and LaMarcus Joyner is just one of those players. He comes in at number 4 on the list. He's recruited as a defensive back coming out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 5'8", 166. He's one of the best cover corners in the state. He has great ball skills. He can also play on offense if you need him to. Some of the schools he's looking at is FSU, Notre Dame, and Ohio State.
Yeah, to me, this is a three-team battle between Ohio State, Florida, and I'm forgetting somebody.
Florida State.
Florida State, I'm sorry, who is actually the school I'm predicting he goes. The interesting thing here, though, is that everyone would call him a Florida State lean if it weren't for all their struggles. It's clearly the school he's kind of was predetermined or predestined to go to. I still think he ends up there a lot like Reed did last year. Greg Reed, despite struggles, he went there. I think Joyner's the same kind of guy.
I think this guy's a sleeper for Georgia. I think Georgia's going to get in there and get this guy.
Is that just a guess, or do you really believe that?
I mean, if you can say everybody's going to Florida, I'm going to say everybody's going to
Florida. I think he's going to Florida State. Florida State. Has State at the end of that. Number three?
Number three is Jeff Luck, the linebacker at a Treasure Coast High School in Port St. Lucie, Florida. 6'1", 230. When I was looking at the highlights of him, he is a vicious hitter, just has great speed. He has a great frame. He's 17 years old, but he looks like he's 27. He had 119 tackles last year, and some of the schools that have offered him is Alabama, Florida, and Georgia.
Guys, let me tell you something about Jeff Luck, okay? He has got everything that a linebacker wants. If he has one weakness, they say that right now his weakness is discipline. Well, I'll assure you, when he gets out there in front of these coaches, they'll teach him discipline. Other than that, this kid has got it all. He will be a Gator. It's going to be a tight race. He wants to enroll early. He's trying to make sure that he can get in to school early. So it looks like probably December he'll be announced. But look out. I think he'll be a Gator. But this kid has it all. He is a mean linebacker.
To me, it's a two-team race between Florida and Tennessee. Tennessee entering in not too long ago. I agree with you, Josh. I think he's a Gator. But most importantly, I'm not sure. I do think he has weaknesses. Listen, he's fast for his size, but I think he lacks a little agility, especially lateral. And I think he's a little stiff, especially when you compare him to a guy like Jordan Hicks, who, in my opinion, is probably a little bit better of a prospect. But there's no doubting Jeff Luke is a guy who is going to at least be very good on the college level. He's a very good insider.
Now, are you hedging your bets a little bit in case this guy doesn't go to Florida?
With what? Tennessee? Hey, listen.
No, I'm saying is if this guy goes to Florida, I think all of a sudden he's no longer going to be stiff. He's going to be one of the most dynamic fierce hitters.
I have Jordan Hicks and Jeff Luke going to Florida, so it doesn't matter. Number two?
Okay.
Number two is Marcus Lattimore out of Burns High School in Duncan, South Carolina. 6 foot, 210. He's one of those power running backs you would like to have coming into the next level. He ran for 300 yards in the state title game last year. Some of the schools he's looking at is Auburn, FSU, Penn State, UNC, and Oregon.
Yeah, he's a monster, and we all, I think, got a chance to see him on national television when Burns played.
Right down the street.
Somebody help me out.
Central Gwinnett in the showcase.
Right down the street.
He, Josh, is the very reason I don't think Auburn gets C-Strunk, because I agree he is more similar to Dyer than C-Strunk in that they're both powerful inside runners. But I think he is the guy, of course, from South Carolina who will end up an Auburn Tiger. If not, he could go Penn State, I'd say, too.
But well, it's going to come down to this. He's very close at South Carolina. He has attended a lot of games. Of course, he lives, of course, down the road from the Gamecocks there. But I'll tell you this. Because Dyer just went. Now, he did just visit. He rated the visit a 10. He absolutely loved Auburn.
His Auburn visit.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody who's been there in the last 2 months rates it because, I mean, that school is as hot as any school.
Oh, it is. Yeah, Cheezick's doing an outstanding job there, recruiting great down there. I don't know. Lattimore, it's going to come down to it. I still think South Carolina leads, but it's going to be tight.
So Josh says South Carolina. I say Auburn. Who knows? Number one on our list?
Number one on our list could be the number one prospect in general.
Well, he is according to Rivals.
That's right. It's Central Henderson. Offensive line out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Creighton Durham Hall High School. He's one of the biggest lineman prospects in the country, standing at 6'8", 301. And with his size, he's pretty agile, has good footwork, good balance, and he's gotten a handful of offers pretty much everywhere across the country, but some of the schools he's looking at is Florida, Minnesota, Notre Dame, and Ohio State.
Yeah, we saw another guy of similar height last year in DJ Fluker, the big tackle who committed to Alabama. The difference is Chantrell is much thinner, much more balanced in his weight. He's a lot like a lot of guys who are dual sport athletes are, in that he plays both basketball and football and is extremely agile as a result. Much thinner than Fluker, and like you said, Brian, is the top recruit or the top offensive lineman for sure in the country, and perhaps the top recruit. USC, Florida, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame. He's one of those late, you know, deciders. Your best is as good as mine. Where he ends up,
I've actually got him down for going to the Florida Gators.
There you go.
Now you're just being silly.
Yeah.
With that poor attempt at humor, we have to get to another commercial break. We will be back, though, with another special guest in Lassiter head coach Chip Lindsey. That and more when we return. You're listening to Sports Radio 79 The Zone, Score Atlanta's one and only official visit.
Make sure to check out scoreatl.com for the best high school sports coverage, and now your chance to sign up for the Georgia High School Football Daily Email Newsletter, which comes out every weekday morning and is filled with the best high school sports around.
Football.
We have something of a football team here ourselves, you know.
West Durham.
Tony Barnhart.
Len Pasquarelli.
And Vince Dooley.
The best local experts in college and pro football.
And part of the reason football lives here. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Welcome to Defend the Dome Radio, featuring Falcons defensive end John Abraham. Welcome, John.
Oh, it is good to be here.
Now, John, it is simply amazing how different you look in person.
Look, Jim, the helmet covers my face. I tuck in my hair, plus everybody knows TV adds 100 pounds.
Wow, look at that. We already have a caller. Hello, you're on Defend the Dome Radio.
Hey. This is John Abraham.
Oh, well, John, you have a question for John.
No, I am John Abraham. This clown just thinks she's become me because she played my free online video game.
I don't think so.
Listen, at DefendTheDome.com, Falcons fans get to become me, John Abraham, and see what it's like to play for the Atlanta Falcons. Sack the quarterback four times in four downs, and you can win Falcons tickets, autographed jerseys, footballs, and more.
Wait, you're not Abraham?
Heck no, but I did just win his autographed jersey. Love you, John.
Visit DefendTheDome.com and become John Abraham. Free game, weekly prizes, sponsored by your local Ford dealer. Visit DefendTheDome.com for complete details.
Steve, mind if the kids watch TV in here?
Game's on. Gotta sit on my lucky couch, otherwise my team could lose.
We have AT&T U-verse TV. We can record games and play them back on any TV.
Right.
So go watch in the basement.
Game starting now. Da-dun, da-dun.
Steve.
Have fun in the basement. Da-dun, da-dun.
Come on, kids.
I'm sitting on lucky couch.
Only AT&T U-verse TV lets you record up to four shows at once on a single DVR and play them back in any room in your home. Bundle qualifying U-verse TV with wireless or home phone and get high-speed internet free for 6 months. Plus, get a $50 promotion card from AT&T when you order online. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT, click att.com/TV deals, or visit an AT&T store today.
Got my lucky couch.
Woo! Geographic and service restrictions apply to AT&T U-verse services. Four channels can be recorded to the DVR or viewed simultaneously. Total home DVR functionality is available on up to 8 TVs and requires a receiver for each additional TV at $7 per month. Call or go to uverse.att.com to see if you qualify. Reward redemption required. Allows 60 days for fulfillment. Offer ends 3/20/2010. For details, visit att.com/TV details.
With welcome rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com is telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
We took what's good about dependability and amplified it. The result? Dodge Grand Caravan. We amplified mileage with unsurpassed minivan fuel economy. We amplified storage with stow-and-go seating. When you amplify all that, good things will happen. Like being named most dependable van by J.D. Power & Associates. Dodge Grand Caravan, starting at $22,995. MSRP after cash allowance excludes tax, ends 11/30/09. EPA estimated 17 city, 25 highway MPG. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, please visit jdpower.com.
You in line here, buddy?
This is the end of the line.
Phew. Seems silly to wait so long.
The guy said we should wait.
Oh, which guy?
The guy.
Conventional wisdom guy?
Powers that be guy.
If you're one of those waiting for the right time to buy a home, the time may be now. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership is an investment in your future. Affordability has improved and interest rates are low. To learn more about your local market, talk to a realtor. Every market's different. Call a realtor today. Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Markets do vary.
Nowadays, all sorts of people are changing their oil.
Motor oil?
Check.
Funnel?
Check.
Hey, champ, don't put the funnel on your head.
Doing your own oil change is a great way to save money. With Walmart's unbeatable prices on Castrol, Mobil 1, Pennzoil, and Valvoline, you could save even more.
All done. Piece of cake.
More people are changing their oil. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, they're changing where they get it, too. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Football lives here.
One defender and another and another and another. Now breaks to the right. Got a hole. 25. 30.
Gone. He's going. He's going. Gone.
He's going.
He's
in.
40-yard
line. He's gone. 101 yards.
Oh, my God.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 Zone, listening to what I make out as salsa music. I, of course, Scott the Brain Janovitz, joined by Dot. Big band music. Thank you, JB, for the correction. Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor, Alex the H-Train, Ewalt, Josh Wilson. And now, perhaps the most special guest of the night, Lasseter head coach Chip Lindsey. Chip, are you there, and how are things going tonight?
Hey, great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us, Chip. You, of course, just completed what has to be one of the most special seasons you've had a part of coaching. Of course, finishing 10-0. Talk about the excitement of finishing that season in what is only your second year at Lasseter.
Well, yeah, it was great. I mean, it's been great so far, and one of those special kind of magical seasons, I guess, you never forget as a coach and hopefully as a player. And, it's just kind of – it's kind of been one of those deals where everything's kind of gone our way, and we've worked hard, and our kids have worked hard, and I'm glad they had some success, and I'm really excited for those guys. And, I don't realize it right now, but these memories are things I think they'll take with them forever.
Now, Coach, obviously just your second year there at Lasseter, you have had personal success pretty much everywhere you've gone as a head coach. How were you able to change the culture so quickly to become this – expecting to win every time you go out? I mean, we were there this past Friday night to watch you guys win the first region title in the school's history, and it just seemed like you guys were just destined to win. You guys were out there knowing you were going to. How did you change the culture that quickly?
Well, I'm glad you felt better about it than I did. Roswell's a very, very good football team, and a lot of tradition and a great program, and we do try to prepare and feel like we go into every game and try to have a chance to win. And what's happened here, since we've been here, is, I guess the best way to describe it to me is it's been a the kind of the perfect storm. We've got a great support system from our administration all the way down, and a great coaching staff, and our kids have really bought in, and really our community bought into our what we're going to try to do and how we're going to approach it. And it's kind of been, like I said, the perfect storm, and it's neat when that happens. And I've been in a couple different places that have been fortunate to that's happened. So it's fun and a great experience, and really makes it fun to go to work every day and work the hours and put the time in that we do, away from our families and stuff. It kind of makes it worthwhile.
Coach, we've talked so much about your quarterback, Hudson Mason, on this show. Not really getting the attention and the love that you would expect with the type of numbers that he's putting up. Had an Iowa offer, and I guess it's not there anymore. I watched Iowa this past weekend, and I think he'd have a great chance to be a contributor there. But how do you explain sort of the lack of attention from some of the big time schools?
Well, I think that's a little bit of a misnomer. He's had attention from everyone. I mean, at one time or another, they came through here last spring. He's being recruited by a lot of people now. Has he got a lot of offers from those people? No, not yet. He does have, five or six offers from some different places now, and actually a couple here lately. But, everybody's aware of him, and I think right now what you find in maybe the SEC and ACC and these big Division I schools are, the same 20 schools are recruiting the same five quarterbacks, and they rate them all on their board, and those guys – know what they're doing. They do a great job of evaluating them and film, and we send film, you know, preseason and halfway through and at the end of the season. You know, we do three rounds of it and you know, to 200 different colleges. We do a lot of that stuff. So I think they're very aware of him, and I think it's just going to be one of those things. Quarterback's a unique position. I think it's a tougher position than any other to you know, you can't miss. You only get to sign, you know, maybe one a year and sometimes none, and I think these guys are just taking their time to evaluate him, and the better he plays, obviously, I think the better his chances are. But when it all shakes out, I think Hudson's going to be in a great situation wherever he ends up, and the guys that did pass or do pass, I think will maybe regret it.
You're listening to WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting station. This is Sports Radio 790 The Zone, Score Atlanta's official visit. Fletcher Proctor, Scott Janovitz, and Alex Ewalt being joined right now by Lassiter head coach Chip Lindsey.
Yeah, now, Chip, sticking with Hudson, while we're on the topic, I think a lot of people out there who are criticizing his arm strength. How legitimate of a